Fred Film Radio, Tribeca Film Festival, New York City.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at Tribeca Film Festival 2017. And today I'm here with Marta Savina, director of Viola Franca. Hi, Marta.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Marta, you were able to show in a short movie a very complex and sad story about a young woman that was able to change Italian legislation. How did you choose what to include in the movie?
Through painstaking rewrites. I think the sort of polar light, the guiding principle, was really Franca, the character herself, because it was very important to us that the story was built around her. So really, we, like, Andrea Bruzza and I stripped everything that was not necessary to convey everything that was about her and her character. Like, you know, we had to make some really tough choices. But, you know, ultimately, it was important that she was the one to shine in the film and in the story. And so we sort of, like, cleared everything around it.
What was the most challenging part of the making of this movie?
From a practical point of view, I think it was really challenging, obviously, to shoot a film on Super 16 in the middle of Sicily. We were about 2.5 hours away from each airport. So it was just like a logistical endeavor to get everybody to set every day. And we were out on location for very long hours all day. But I think it really made for a great camaraderie and, you know, just like a great spirit of collaboration. On a more personal sort of artistic level, I think I was under a lot of self-imposed pressure to do justice to the story and this character. You know, I really didn't want to squander this amazing story and the opportunity to tell it.
I would like to talk about the casting. Claudia Guzmano, besides giving like a memorable performance, also looks like the real Franca Viola. How did you choose her and the rest of the cast?
So Claudia, it was actually very coincidental that she just looks very similar to the real Franca. Claudia was the very last actress I saw on our last day of scheduled casting. I think we were about 2 weeks before production. I was freaking out. And I made a really panicked call to my casting director. I was like, send in more people because I have just one girl waiting outside. And the likelihood of her being the perfect Franca is really, really small. And Claudia came in and she blew me out of the water. And she was perfect. I knew that she was the one when she sat down, really, even before the casting started. So Claudia was, I found her like that. And then Carlo, we also found through casting in Rome. And I think he came in and was very already in character. And I liked the fact that he never once judged this this guy who is obviously does something despicable. But, you know, it was important for me to find a way to humanize him and be able to have this conversation with the actor. And Carlo was very open. And just to round up the cast, so Nini Bruschetta and Maurizio Pugliese were our name actors in Italy, and they're also best friends. So I kind of also like the added value of having them play against each other in the film. And everybody else was really cast in the village where we shot, in Galati Mamertino, in Sicily, which is basically my home because my grandfather was born there. We have family, and everybody in the village took part in the film.
Ah, this is nice. Yeah. Saturday was the world premiere of the movie. And are you planning to show the movie in Alcamo?
Yeah, we're actually going to Alcamo in December to show the film. And I'm really nervous, really, really excited, and so incredibly honored to do that.
Your movie has already received a lot of well-deserved attention and prizes, esteemed by like important director like Francis Ford Coppola. What's next for you? Are you planning to stay here in the U.S. or what's next?
The idea is to stay in the U.S. for now, but hopefully find my way back to Italy at some point with projects. We're actually developing the short into a feature. We're putting together financing at the moment. It's going to be a US-Italy co-production. So that's sort of in the works, and, you know, it's a great reason to go back to Italy. I also have a short film with James Franco, which is coming out in the next 3 months, I think. And where it's coming out, or...
Yeah. Some festival,
which we can't really say yet, but it's gonna be screening in a few months, and then I'm writing another two projects. One, it's a feature film, and one, it's a TV.
Wow, idea. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marta,
for
being with us. I'm Samantha Sartori at Tribeca Film Festival 2017 New York for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.